This is Amy Linden. I started this podcast for you because I am here to help empower you because you are enough. I am here to help you get to the next level in your career. And most of the times, it has everything to do with what you think about yourself. I am a booking coach, celebrity booking coach, 54 plus network series regulars, an Emmy winner, an Imogen winner, and thousands of people working around the globe, all because of this technique that I created. I really want to help you. So I do believe that if you keep listening, you might pick up some gem that I am dropping down, and it will change the course of your entire career. If you are going to be a clean vessel of emotion for the writer, you cannot have anything else on you. So what does that include? That means you have to shut down your phone. And for me, it means almost 48 hours. That is how mucky, muck, muck, muck up my brain is because I'm such an empath. I pick up everybody's stuff and it stays there, which is what also makes you a great actor. So when you have those auditions, you have to get to zero. What does zero mean? Getting to zero. Clean, clear, liquid. If you're not clean, clear, liquid, when somebody throws you an adjustment, like all this stuff is going to kick in. Part of the stuff is, oh God, I did it wrong. Or, oh, she doesn't like me. Or, oh God, oh God, oh God, I thought what I was doing was right. What is she giving me now? You know? So like 100 things show up in your head. Instead of, oh, they're giving me an adjustment. That means that they like me. They want to see me do well, but we don't go there, right, guys? We don't go there. What's our first thought? Our first thought is, oh, so all the work I did was wrong. We go and we start beating ourselves up. I am the fairy of positivity. I've become that through years of therapy and cleaning myself out to be at zero continuously for my art form and for you. What will it take for you to be at zero? What do you need to do? I know I have to watch like reality television or like a game show or, you know, I have to like watch something so mindless and silly to clear my head out. I'll take a bath. I'll go for a walk. I have this great meditation, guided meditation by this woman that I discovered her when I was visiting my aunt in Woodstock. Yes, I had an aunt with the first white afro in Woodstock. Gray, white afro. She was there during the Woodstock. And Woodstock was outside of Woodstock, by the way. It wasn't actually in Woodstock, but it was a cool name. I think it was like in Kingston. But they had this bookstore there, and I found this cassette by a woman by the name of Ruth Ann Knapperstack. A cassette. I think I was like, I don't know, 14 at the time, 13. And I was like, what a name. Meditation, what is that? Anyway, I've been working with Ruth Ann Knapperstack. She's now in CDs, now she's in MP3s, and now you can just download her from Apple. She's got a million trillion meditations for confidence, for anxiety, for stress, for anything you could think about. Want you guys to be successful. It does not only take you becoming or being a great actor to work and to maintain a very big career. It's going to take power, and I know all of you have it. And why don't they talk about this in acting school? Don't you think that if you knew what you were selling, if you knew who you were, if you knew the sense of what kind of artist you are and what your contribution is going to be to this planet, how that would affect your scene study class, kind of backwards to me. After you excavate and clean yourselves out, use all that. Don't just throw that out. That's who you are. But you can't walk around like a walking freaking wound. But that's who you are. So that's the juiciness that I love to use that and plug it into what the writer's intent is. So your work is clean and deep and complex and so juicy. And it's for you. It's for you. And so the reason why I started talking about the pom-pom parents is because we are trained at a very young age to be reaching towards somebody for them to love us because we did not receive it at home. Everything that you're going out towards that needs to come back to you, and you need to believe that you are the power and you will be your pom-pom parent and you will pump yourselves up every time you have an audition. And after learning this technique, you're going to now have a foundation to take all of your talent to plug into, and it will be consistent. What the technique does is, yes, it gives you that map to booking, a way to break down a script, but it also gives you that security and that foundation that you will always know what you're doing. And you won't pick up the energy in the room because you're not going to be doing the scene before or the moment before. You're going to get on that walking treadmill at the airport, the one that keeps going, and you're going to jump in the middle. And that's the 90% that I talk about in terms of your jump off. It's already going on. So I need you to really work on that. That 90%, creating it for yourself, creating the circumstance for yourself, the feeling for yourself. And then there's the environment, creating that for yourself so you don't pick up the energy in the room and fall out. That you are that person on the street that is playing the harmonica, drumming the drums, they're singing, they're doing everything, they're bringing it to you. You are that one man, one woman band. But what do? We go, please help me, please help me. Because we're taught to do that in Meisner. We're taught to do that in scene study, the exchange. It is not applicable. It's also not applicable in the film world. Do you think the star is going to want to sit there and rehearse with you? It's not applicable. So why are we training that way? Self-contained, self-contained, self-contained. And then share your point of view. Respond from your point of view. If we are a mirror to life, isn't that how we are in life? We respond by our point of view. If you feel you are lost and you need more, I have courses. I have the Udemy course. Do that. I don't know about you, you know, but if I was you, I would become this like filled with booking knowledge person. You worked your ass off to learn how to act. Have you worked your ass off to learn how to get a job? Probably not. Everybody just wants it. Hey guys, thank you so much for listening. I so appreciate it. So if you really believe you're enough, then you will click that button and you will go to the store and get involved. I can lead a horse to water, but I can't make them drink. I have promo codes available if you DM me and follow me on Instagram. Take care, and I will see you soon. Share with a friend.